Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Tuberculosis is an ever-present problem in many parts of the world, with resistance to some treatments adding to the burden. In January 2013, the first diagnostic test accuracy review covering tuberculosis from the Cochrane Infectious Diseases Group was published. In this review, Karen Steingart, an editor with the group, and her colleagues from McGill University in Montreal and the Foundation for Innovative New Diagnostics in Geneva examined a relatively new diagnostic test. Here's Karen to tell us more.
This systematic review is about expert MTB-RIF, a single test that can rapidly diagnose two conditions, tuberculosis and resistance to rifampicin, a proxy for multidrug-resistant TB. We therefore had two aims for this review. Worldwide, in 2011, 8.7 million people developed TB and 1.4 million people died. This is despite the fact that for most patients, there are effective drugs, and we need to ask why. One of the challenges is TB detection. Globally, a substantial proportion, about one-third, of patients with drug-susceptible TB remains undiagnosed, and a staggering 85% of patients with multidrug-resistant TB remains undiagnosed. In resource-limited areas, TB professionals have relied on a century-old test, smear microscopy, for TB detection. Smear microscopy involves placing a very thin layer of sputum on a glass slide, applying a special stain, and examining the slide under a microscope for TB bacteria. Although smear microscopy is inexpensive and relatively simple, the test has poor sensitivity, 50 to 60% on average, which means that it misses many cases. Smear microscopy also requires significant training and is a hassle for the patient, who must submit at least two sputum specimens. Furthermore, smear microscopy cannot tell if TB bacteria are drug resistant. Instead, TB has to be grown in the lab. This presents problems, especially for multidrug resistant TB, due both to the length of time required for the cultures to grow and the highly skilled staff needed. Testing for drug resistance is usually performed only in specialized laboratories, far from the patient. Clearly, we need better tests. We were motivated to perform this Cochrane review because, if accurate, expert MTB-RIF could provide obvious benefits for both patients, earlier diagnosis and thus the opportunity to begin earlier appropriate treatment, and public health, opportunities to interrupt TB transmission. In technical terms, expert MTB-RIF is an automated PCR test utilizing the Gene Expert system. Expert is currently unique in simplifying molecular testing because sample processing and PCR amplification and detection are integrated into a single test unit, the Gene Expert cartridge. A similar system from the same manufacturer was used to test for anthrax in the U.S. mail following the attacks of September 11, 2001. Expert requires minimal training because all steps in the assay are automated and self-contained once the sample has been loaded. And the result is available quickly, usually in less than 2 hours. The test can be run nearer to the patient in peripheral laboratories and health clinics, not only in sophisticated laboratories, which is a further bonus. We identified 18 unique studies involving nearly 8,000 participants for the review, with most of the studies coming from low- and middle-income countries. In general terms, we found that expert is sensitive and specific when used as an initial diagnostic test for TB detection and rifampicin resistance detection in patients suspected of having TB, multidrug-resistant TB, or HIV-associated TB. Specifically, the meta-analysis for TB detection gave a pooled sensitivity of 88% and pooled specificity of 98%. In the meta-analysis for rifampicin resistance detection, the pooled sensitivity was 94% and the pooled specificity was 98%. These results mean that approximately 9 in 10 of the positive cases were detected, and the test rarely labeled someone as positive when they weren't. If I had to sum things up in one sentence, the takeaway message is that expert MTB RIF is an accurate test, and use of it should be considered, depending upon local circumstances.
The full details of the review, including the designs and results of the included studies of test accuracy, are available from the Cochrane Library, which is available on the internet at www.thecochranelibrary.com.